One of the most famous live show announcers ever is the incomparable Don Pardo. Most people my age remember him from game shows, but my own kids know him from Saturday Night Live, where he's still part of that iconic introduction.
Live from New York, it's Saturday Night Live!
I actually met Don a long time ago, when I was 19 years old. It happened in New York City, when a friend of mine from WWCO Radio got tickets to see the taping of a game show called Winning Streak. Winning Streak was taped at NBC Rockefeller Center in the heart of the city. When they let us into the studio, I walked right down to the first row, right in front of the podium where the microphone was set up. 10 minutes before the show was supposed to start, out walked Don Pardo. First off, Don said hello and welcomed everyone to the show. Then he went through a quick rundown of how a taping worked. He pointed out the applause signs above our heads and ran through a couple of rehearsals. Every time the applause sign blinked, he urged us to clap and yell louder and louder. Each time he called out,
"I can't hear you!"
encouraging us to make more noise. All around us, the studio came alive. Cameramen took their positions. Other men pulled cables across the stage, checked the lighting. Someone else sorted out index cards for the host of the show, Bill Cullen. Game sounds were tested. Buzzers and bells. The game board flashed on and off. There was non-stop action as the director got ready to count down to the open of the show. And while all this went on, Don Pardo continued to talk to the audience in a friendly, casual manner. I looked over at a huge clock on the wall that ticked down to when the show would begin. Most game shows are taped as if they're live broadcasts. It helps the pace of the show and keeps the audience involved. As the clock ticked down to 45 seconds, Don looked at me, sitting right in front of him, and noticed I was craning my neck, trying to get a look at his script. Speaking into his microphone so the audience could hear, he said,
"Hey, what's your name, kid?"
Dave Cipriano.
30 seconds to go,
yelled the stage manager.
Cipriano, huh? Do you run that restaurant, Cipriani's, on Fifth Avenue?
The audience laughed.
20 seconds.
I said, "No, I missed out on being a millionaire by having an O on the end of my name instead of an I."
10 seconds.
From the stage manager, Don turned to the audience and said,
"Quick kid. So, what do you want to do when you grow up, kid?"
I had to answer honestly. "Well, I'd really like to have your job, Mr. Pardo." The audience laughed.
5 seconds.
"Good luck with that, kid. I ain't giving it up for a long while."
The audience howled at that.
3, 2, 1.
A moment of absolute silence. The music started, and Don winked at me as he turned to his microphone and bellowed out in that unmistakable voice that has since launched 1,000 Saturday Night Live broadcasts.
The stakes get higher as the words get longer in Winning Streak. And now here's your host, Bill Cullen.
Applause, applause, the sign blinked madly. The crowd clapped, cheered, even whistled with excitement. People were up on their feet, smiling. For most of us, it was the first time we had ever been to a game show. I might have been a seasoned DJ back home in Connecticut, but this was New York City. NBC, Rockefeller Plaza, Don Pardo. It was like taking a peek behind the curtain at the great Wizard of Oz. I was hooked.